Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so happy you joined me today. You know, today is a great day to start to acknowledge the brilliance that lives within you and maybe the brilliance of others. Have you thought about brilliance? What does that mean to you? Okay, well, it's not about the ego, right? It's about that place that's deeper within us that shines the light on everything and expresses itself through us when we tap into it. So today I have a very special guest on my show. We're going to be talking about acknowledgement. We're going to be talking about servant leadership. And which reminds me, everything shifted for me a few years ago when I stepped into giving service unconditionally as opposed to conditional service. I'll do this, you do this. I'll do this for you, you give me money back for this, or you'll do something for me, right? So unconditional service, finding people that maybe needed my support at the time and just being there for them. So that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit. But here's the good news for you. When you learn the principles we're going to talk about today, everything's going to change for you. You're going to have more joy, more abundance, more love in your life, more better relationships. Things will really shift. So I got to take a quick break, but when I come back, we will get to my first guest. All righty, and here we go.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and my guest today is my friend and my mentor, one of my mentors, Colonel Chris Ritchie. Colonel, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you.
Ken, thank you. Great seeing you again.
It's so good to see you. For those of you that don't know Colonel Chris Ritchie, he's a U.S. Marine Corps retired. He's currently at Auburn University as a human resource development area, and the College of Business Leadership instructor. His team is driving change to achieve performance and leadership excellence at Auburn. During a 30-year military career, he led thousands of people around the globe in times of peace and war. Chris is a mentor, advisor, and board member of several organizations, an Amazon bestselling author and keynote speaker. His new book, The Invisible Medal, will be released very soon, and I'm so excited to have you on the show, Chris, to talk about this book, The Invisible Medal, and everything you're doing. I have a copy of it right here, which is an amazing book, and I'm so proud to have you on the show to be able to talk about it, hopefully one of your first interviews.
Oh, it is indeed.
Thank you. Well, you know, before we get into the book itself, I want my audience to know a little bit about you. And, you know, you've had an outstanding military career. I know you've faced a lot of challenges over that career, and you've come out on top. So, what's the mindset of a leader that seems to be able to persist through great change, great challenges? Well, I'm curious.
Well, you know, Ken Blanchard once stated that no one of us is as smart as all of us. And I guess the mindset that I've just always tried to adopt is that I don't have all the answers. And bringing together a team of people and identifying what is the problem that we need to solve and how we're going to solve it together has always seemed to work well for me. I guess the key ingredient is really recognizing that it's about people. And when you let people know that you genuinely care about them and you want to learn from them and you're going to solve a problem together, things seem to work out quite well.
You know, I totally relate to that. In fact, I had one of my clients that he was a shy guy, very shy, but he's running a company with, at the time, I think he had 100 employees. And he was feeling disconnected from his employees. And he asked me, what can I do? And I said, well, I think what you need to do is you need, with sincerity, go and find out about your people. Go acknowledge them. Go talk to them. Find things they're doing right and connect with them. And quite frankly, he's now a leader in his field and in the industry. And it took him maybe 2 years to turn that around. And it took a lot of courage because he didn't like connecting with people and doing that. But as a result of that, his company is now, he's got 250 employees doing $100 million in revenues. Everything changed because he was able to bind and get his team together, connect his team, make sure that everybody's aligned with values of the company and be able to take it to the next level. So is that what we're talking about here?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you're spot on. It makes me think of President Teddy Roosevelt when he said that that people will not care how much you know until they know how much you care. Yeah. So it seems like an interesting paradigm shift with your friend and colleague, that focusing on people, showing that you care, and then just the team capabilities unleashed.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. And so you had your first book out, and you and I, by the way, I want to acknowledge this. You know, I've been doing this now for almost 7 years, I think it is, between radio and TV and podcasting. And you were my first guest on my show, if I remember correctly.
I remember it well. Yes, sir. And I really am humbled when you introduced me as one of your mentors, because I have felt that you have been my mentor for many years now. And when we first met each other there at the San Diego National Prayer Breakfast, you brought me one of your books and certainly inspired me through some stories that I shared with you to take it to the next level, to have the courage to try to write a book or two and to share these stories. And it was a long time coming, but I really appreciate your mentorship and encouragement.
Your mentorship too. You know, I remember where you invited me onto the Marine base. At the time, you had you were in charge of 20,000 soldiers, and you brought me in and introduced me to all the lieutenant colonels and people around you. And that was a stretch for me going on that Marine base.
did great.
and then going on that Marine base consistently with that beautiful mastermind prayer group that was put together was phenomenal. So I learned a lot. Absolutely. I learned a lot about myself doing that. And you even had me speaking to the group there. That was amazing.
They loved it. They loved it. Very inspirational.
Well, listen, people want to know the what is an invisible metal? And I'm going to tell them that, and you're going to tell them that, I guess, when we get back from a break. We'll be right back.
I look forward to it.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and
cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to ukhealthradio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Colonel Chris Ritchie, retired U.S. Marine Corps best-selling author and my mentor, as I said earlier. Colonel, let's talk a little bit about the book, The Invisible Medal, and why'd you write the book?
I wrote the book because my hope and goal is to inspire servant leaders out there around the globe to recognize that we can have an impact in people's lives. We can have an impact in thousands of people's lives, one person at a time. So that is the whole purpose. It starts off really with a story of how I discovered servant leadership, or really I should say servant leadership discovered me. And the whole concept, the title, The Invisible Medal, in the military, we wear medals on our chest. Everybody sees it. But what I've learned through the story that I share in the book is that the visible medals we wear on our chest mean nothing when compared to the invisible medals that we wear inside of our, on our hearts. And what that basically means is if we have invested in people and building meaningful relationships and help them achieve something important in their lives, whether it be work-related or personal-related, and we get to watch them grow and achieve their full potential, and they thank us for that, that's an invisible medal. And that's something that you get to carry with you for always. And hopefully they're inspired to do the same for other people. And that just grows and grows and grows.
You know what I love about that is that we don't get to give ourselves a medal, right? Even in the Marine Corps, you know, or in the military, you don't get to give yourself a medal. You get to earn a medal, right? Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about here is maybe even keeping track of your invisible medals, right? I mean, I don't know if you need to keep track of them, but if you, you when somebody acknowledges you, what you just said, when somebody acknowledges you, that's your medal right there. And you know, so many times, Chris, when people are acknowledged, they move to the next subject because they feel uncomfortable being acknowledged. What say you?
Yeah. Well, it depends on that level of acknowledgement. If somebody wants to put me up in a room and try to acknowledge me in front of a large group of people, I don't like that. I don't feel very worthy because it's not about an individual effort. It's a team. But it's interesting how you mentioned about saving those, because when I do receive emails from people, I do have a folder. It's called Invisible Medal. And, you know, sometimes we may be having a bad day. And when those days come, I have an email box I can open up and say, okay, it's going to be all right. And yeah. Refocus your efforts on people and helping yeah. others achieve. But I want to say that earning invisible medals is equally important to giving invisible medals. My whole story of how this even happened in the first place was an email that a Marine's wife sent to me telling me something that had occurred, which I didn't even know about. And at the time, I was going through something pretty challenging in my own life, and it made me recognize, you know what, that's what really matters, is making a difference for somebody. So had she not ever taken the time to send me that email, I don't even know if the invisible medal would have even come into existence. So it goes both ways, earning and giving invisible medals.
And, I'm kind of a achievement kind of guy, right? So for me, I like sitting, you know, I like, and I'll challenge my audience, this week, right? Keep track of how many invisible medals you receive and how many invisible medals you get. And by the way, if it follows the patterns that I've learned in my life, the more you give, the more you receive. So
yes, sir. That's right. That's right. And even in the book of Proverbs, it also, along with that same mindset, when you refresh others, you will become refreshed. And Ken, I'm going to tell you right now, I want to give you an invisible medal, because without your encouragement and leadership and belief and support, there's no telling if I would have taken pen to paper and write the book that you encouraged me to do a long time ago. And you are specifically acknowledged in my book. So thank you.
And I read that and I thank you. And I am open to receive that. And, you know, when somebody acknowledges me inside my mind, I want to just share this with the audience because I don't think I've ever said it. Inside my mind, what I say to myself is I give the glory back to God. I just give it to God. Thank you. I'm giving the glory to God. Because, you know, one of my things we talked about earlier on the before we got on the show today was, you know, books we don't really write books. Books write us. And, really, that's that. Books come through us and we refine them and all that. But even the refining, where does all God come from, right? Comes from something higher. At least if you're like Chris and I and you're tapping into the source the best you can. Does that make sense?
That's right. Yeah. The other part of the title is leading with a higher purpose.
Yeah.
And that's kind of goes to the point of the fact that we, and I loved your beginning, by the way, of being intentional, being tied to your thoughts, which of course we all know where that comes from, you know, anyways, but reflecting on that and then being able to just be the vessel to put the pen to paper and hopefully inspire others to understand that what this life's all about. Love one another, take care of people.
Now, I want to tell my audience this. You might be listening to this going, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. Is this all kind of too mental for me? Is this, you know, this isn't, has any, really not much to do with your mental states. This has to do with your heart. And, you know, the heart, it's interesting. I was just listening. I have a program with Dr. Irvin Laszlo. We're on show number 20, I think, right now, the Upshift Conversations. And we had a fellow from the Heart Math Institute on the show this week. And he said to me, he said, which I'd never heard before, so I'll put it out there, that the heart is not in the same dimension as the mind. In other words, our heart is connecting to different realities, different point, you know, higher levels of consciousness than the mind is, which kind of makes sense. So, you know, and he tells me that we have science around that. But anyway, whether we do or not, we're talking about, you know, feeling something inside of you and wanting to acknowledge another human being. The invisible metal is, I believe, can change the consciousness of people on the planet, quite frankly. We're going to be talking about that as soon as I get back from break.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're talking about this amazing book called The Invisible Metal with Colonel Chris Ritchie, who wrote this amazing book. And all right, Chris, I made kind of a profound statement before we changed. But, you know, went to commercial. We're in a place right now where, you know, it's amazing to me. We've still got these wars going on. We've got a lot of poverty, got a lot of separation of people. We've got, you know, homelessness. We've got a lot of issues on the planet. And the only thing I think is going to change this is if we change people's mindsets about one another. And one of the ways we can do that is to acknowledge one another. What say you?
100%. And when we went to break, one of the parts of the book, it's so amazing when you think about what an impact we can all have. If just 100 people watching this show make the conscious choice to try to inspire or help another human being, just one person a month, that's it. Just one person a month. Try to do something for that person that will inspire them in such a way that they will want to do the same. And if that cycle repeats itself for just 3 years, we've got over 200,000 people that have been positively impacted just because we focus on one person at a time. I think we can do a lot better than that and a lot more than that. But it is a mind shift and a perspective that what are we here for? And it's about, we're here for others. We're here for the human race. We're here to make a difference, and we can do that one person at a time.
Well, you know, it speaks to a lot of what my audience I know is about, which is purpose-driven living, right? You know, if we don't have purpose, right? If we don't have purpose, but if it tends to lead to mediocrity, depression, lack of focus, you know, lack of action, all those things when we don't have purpose. And what we're talking about here is maybe stepping into enhancing your purpose, right? Because when we're in a place where you can give to one another, you can acknowledge another human being, you know, and it's so simple. I mean, you can go to the grocery store and put a smile on your face of that cashier that's been standing on their feet for hours, and acknowledge them, and you've just given them an invincible medal.
Yes, that's so true. Purpose is chapter 2 in my book, by the way, and it's all about finding purpose, and reflection is such a key part of this, because we all have stories and we all have purpose, but being in tune with what that purpose is requires us to reflect, to go back to our upbringing, to understand the values that mean something to us and living by those values. And I'll tell you, it's funny because I've seen many times people in a grocery store not looking too happy, but when they see one look at my kids when they were younger, wearing the hair bow and the smock dress, they just couldn't help but to smile. And just little things like saying thank you to people. I try to do that as often as I can, no matter where we go. It's a smile on people's face, and it matters.
You know, it reminds me of a story, Chris. I had a coaching client one time where she wanted to feel more love in her life, right? And I said, okay, well, let's do this. I want you to focus on love for the next 7 days. What you love, how you can love others. Just want to put some love in there. I want you to think of love as much as most often as you can, right? She came back to me the following week and she says, Ken, you won't believe what happened. Little kids are coming up to me in the grocery store and tagging on me and wanting me to look at them and connect with them. I don't even like little kids that much.
Shift, I bet she loved it.
Shift in consciousness. You know, in the book, you actually on page 115, you said in the book, you say you have taken the largest step in leadership, which is to know yourself. How do we get to know ourselves, Chris?
Yeah, well, it starts honestly with that reflection. Everybody has a purpose. For me, it was my grandfather, who I had great respect for. And when I learned about what he had done during World War II, that became my purpose. I wanted to serve my country. Now that I did that for 30 years, so what's my purpose now? Well, I find purpose in helping others achieve their full potential. In terms of taking that next step, well, then who are you as a human being, and how did you discover what your core values are? And I have stories in there about how I learned about integrity and family and faith and why these matter, and they become a part of your entire core. When you go through these things and you also learn through your life crucibles, you can develop a philosophy on leadership that will help you lead others authentically, because you truly know yourself and who you are and what you believe in.
Well, you know, as we think, so we manifest. And, you know, as within, so without. So when you can change your thinking, you can change your actions, you can change your emotions, you can change your destiny, quite frankly. And that's what we're talking about with this new book, The Invisible Medal. In the medal, and you're talking about values, you know, in the book, you say that ethics is a fascinating subject because it's neither a value nor a moral. Can you explain what that means?
I can. Because in the military, of course, you're taught ethics oftentimes. It typically happens after somebody's made a mistake. And then here's the law, follow the law, everything's fine. The reality of it is that ethics requires conscious thought, because a decision has to be measured and made. And morals are basically laws that society follows. Values is what you hold dear and is something that is a red line you do not wish to violate. So you can have the law and you can have your values, but then you have to make an ethical decision, which oftentimes are shades of gray, where whatever decision you make, somebody's not going to feel like they are being provided for or taken care of. So it's, which decision do you choose? And it becomes a challenging situation. There's a story in the book where I talk about the time when I had the value of integrity came into conflict with the ethic of human life. And so we have to have these challenges that we go through and understand that conscious choice is what determines an ethical decision, but it better be based on your values and in keeping with the morals of society.
I really love that. You know, as a coach for over 30 years, one of the things I do with individuals is I have them, when they make a mistake, I have them replay in their mind what a different choice could have been and what the different outcome would have been over and over again, right? And I love, so it's about reflection. In the book, you tell a story and then you have questions on to help to teach people how to start reflecting, in my point of view. Or if you already reflect, ask powerful questions. You know, I think that's such a key to this whole book is the reflection piece, because it's not about just getting more information. It's about applying this information in your life. Is that how you designed this?
Yes. And it came up by accident, honestly, because as I've done the keynotes and the classes, it is so much about reflection. And what we try to do is pause after we talk about the material, take a pause and say, now, what do you think? You're going to be paid to actually think now. During my years at the Air War College, inevitably, every retired general officer would be asked the same question. What do you wish you spent more time doing? Every single one of them said they wish they spent more time reflecting, because that's where the true learning comes from about ourselves. So what I've tried to do with the book is share stories, talk about how they can apply to you as to the reader, and then provide space in the book for answers to 30 questions that I have throughout the whole book that really goes to the reflection. So it's about a self-discovery journey for whoever the reader is to learn about themselves, what their values are, and what their leadership philosophy is, what their personal culture is, to help them lead with a higher purpose.
Well, that's it. And that's why you're on my show, brother. Because that's what we do here.
Yes, sir.
You know, in chapter 6, you kind of go into, the leadership area a little deeper. You know, we've talked about values, we've talked about ethics. You know, and now you're going into, you know, areas of character, areas of philosophy and culture. And, you know, it's interesting because you've delineated the areas that we as leaders really need to reflect on, and not just one time. I don't know about you, but I continue to learn every single day about leadership.
Yes, sir.
And if we're not learners, we can't be leaders. That's what I know. You got to be a learner to be a leader. And why? Because what you've learned in the past is great, but past isn't here. We got to know that this future is always changing, and we have to change with that future to be able to step into a more powerful place. I got to take a quick break, Chris. We're going to come back and we're going to take, I want to pick your brain even more about the mind of a very humble, successful man. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with my friend, Chris Ritchie, and he's colonel, retired, U.S. Marine Corps. And he's also at Auburn University. He's also a best-selling author. He's got a new book out right now. It's The Invisible Medal. And I, quite frankly, I want to recommend it highly to you. This is a book that can really change your thinking and help you step into greater ways of leadership in your business and also your personal life. There's an aspect that runs throughout this whole book, and it's humility. And, you know, from my point of view, humility is the ability to see reality clearly. So, you know, without it, we're running on ego, right? And I believe if you're running on your ego, you're running through a filter. Most of us are running through filters that we somehow, you know, we learned, somebody programmed into us, we bought into. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's reality. Chris, let's talk about humility and why that theme runs through this book.
Yes, sir. My personal belief is that the number one value for any leader is humility. It really goes back to that quote earlier that people won't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It also requires a level of emotional intelligence to know it's okay for you not to receive credit for something. It's more important to lift up others, to shine the spotlight, and to watch and help them grow. When you do that, you earn the invisible medal. And there's, it is definitely a theme throughout the entire book. And there's certainly some stories, one specific story in Nicaragua, where I observed 8 Marines and their extreme humility, which just galvanized their relationship with the folks that were in the Nicaragua Navy and the community that they served. But really, I've served with leaders in my past that were humble, and it allowed me to grow. It empowered me. It encouraged me. It made me trust them, and it made me want to honestly not let them down. So humility is such an important leadership trait for all of us.
Well, you know, in one of my good friends, his name is Stephen M. R. Covey. He wrote a book called The Speed of Trust. Because he focused on that one aspect, because trust is so important. You also weave trust in this book, you know, and you say that a leader must give trust first, and then that's opposite thinking of most leaders. They think you got to earn my trust, and then I'll give you some trust. Let's elaborate on that. What does that mean?
Yes, sir. It's funny because this is a question I always pose to my students in the College of Business, and it's a paradigm shift, because leaders have to be willing to be vulnerable. And I encourage people, especially in leadership roles, trust those that you're privileged to serve and to lead. Because when you trust, that gives them empowerment. And when you trust them without fail, they will endeavor to earn that trust back. Not everybody is perfect, okay? And sometimes things will happen, but it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we don't trust, or if we're timid with giving trust, people will recognize that, they'll feel it, and they'll create that self-fulfilling prophecy and let you down. So we have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable and being vulnerable and trusting our teammates that they're going to do the right thing.
You know, I can't tell you how important that is in business. I know that I work with people over the years, and that's been a big issue for them. And, you know, I'll coach their team, and their team will all come back and say, this guy doesn't trust me, or this woman doesn't trust me, and I don't trust them. It's just, it's a self, like you said, it is self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Yes, it sure is.
Yeah, you know, I love this line in the book. It's leadership is not telling people you are in charge. Leadership is serving the needs of those under you in charge. Boy, I sure relate to that, because that was a big mistake I made early on in my career.
We've all been there, right? Especially when you're in a new position, you're a brand new supervisor, you're a platoon commander. It's okay. You don't have to have all the answers. It's okay to be humble and ask your teammates to help.
Well, I think that's exactly right. But I think the paradigm shift is you're serving them. They're not serving you. And yes. I think that's the shift right there, because I think a lot of leaders come in and think, yeah, okay, you're going to do what I say, when I say, and how I say it. And if not, you know, you're not going to be part of this team. And I think that's a huge mistake.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's servant leadership. Right?
Yeah.
Serving the needs of others.
Yeah, that's good, man. All right, well, listen, I want to pick your brain a second, right?
Okay.
You know, you've had a lot of success. You've had some failures, like we all do. We learn through failure. What's been your greatest failure that you've learned the most from?
Well, there was a time when we were in Yuma, Arizona. And it was we were doing 4 exercises a year, and we would have to borrow some communications equipment from a 29 Palms, about 3.5 hours away. And we needed to return that equipment at the end of each exercise. And typically the Marines that would return that equipment, they would miss the graduation ceremony. And members of my team came and said, "Hey, sir, we've got a plan here. We'd like these Marines to return this equipment. In the early hours of the last day of the exercise, so they can be here with their units, enjoy the graduation event, and return home with their unit." And something just said, that's a bad idea. I didn't like it. But they did the entire risk management, mitigation plan, everything that they put together was perfect. They took the Marines off the duty rosters for 3 days. They flipped the schedule for them, so they were awake during the evening and up there and sleeping during the day. The plan was rock solid, and I very reluctantly agreed. And then around 4 a.m., I received a phone call that the Marines were involved in a head-on collision. Thank goodness nobody was seriously injured, but all the equipment was completely destroyed. And I consider that a failure because I did not follow my gut instinct. And that was my lesson learned, that I will never violate my gut instinct again. And I've not violated it since. And that was 2005. So it's not going to happen. It was a failure, but I learned from it.
Yeah. But you learn from it. You know, I have a philosophy that was given to me by my wife. And she said to me, when in doubt, don't. When in doubt, don't. That just sticks in my head, you know. And that's it doesn't perfect. Mean, right? Didn't that mean? Yeah, it didn't mean like, you know, some people go, well, when in doubt, don't means like if I'm living in doubt, I'll never move forward. That's true. But what it really, you know, what it is get to a place of certainty within your own gut, right? Your own soul. And then move forward. That's really what we're talking about here. And that was a great lesson. And You know, part of the thing that let's see how we're doing on time here. We got a little. We're almost out of time, Chris. So okay. So I'm going to ask you this. All right. I love
let's
asking.
Get started.
Yeah, we're just getting started. I went by like that. Well, you'll be back. So I know that we'll be back and do this again. So, at this point in your time, after writing this amazing book, The Invisible Metal, which you can get at theinvisiblemetal.com, that website will be there for you. You can also get The Invisible Metal book on Amazon, so you can get it, The Invisible Metal, a book filled with wisdom and lots of love, lots of hard work and love in this. Chris, at this point in your career, what is your message to my audience? What's your message to my audience?
Well, you know, it's just love one another. I mean, honestly, everybody has a unique background, experiences, and we need to respect that instead of be angry at others for thinking something differently than we do. It gets frustrating to see the level of anxiety and anger that so many people have when at the end of the day, it's just all about people and relationships and taking care of one another. And, you know, I'm not the first person to say that. So it seems that over 2,000 years ago, it was pretty good. And I think it's still good today. Let's just love one another.
Well, yeah, here's the thing, you know, and, you know, your mentor, my mentor, my savior and your savior, you know, Jesus Christ said, you'll know them by their actions. Okay. Yeah. So this show is this isn't a philosophical show. This is a show to give you information so that you can take action and step into that, step into some new behaviors that actually work. And, you know, it's been said before, you know, love one another. But I have to say, it really starts with yourself. You know, learn how to speak kindly to yourself, learn how to love yourself. And the way a lot of times we do that is just going out and helping others unconditionally, and you'll feel good about yourself when you do that. So I think I'm just going to plus your message there because it's a powerful message, and we do need more love in this world. I mean, it's something that I think we all need to say to ourselves and others. Go find one person to love today, right? Give them a hug. Somebody you don't know, somebody you've never met, set that intention to go out and spread a little love in the world. That's how we change the world, one person at a time. Anyway, just my two cents, you know. Hey, listen, I love this conversation. I thank you so much for being here, Colonel, and I look forward to your much success for you and your book and spreading the messages that you have about servant leadership. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Ken.
And for all of you, I want to thank you for listening to the show today and know that this show is really about you. It's about you helping change your consciousness and also passing it on, right? We're all about passing it on. So today, one of the things you could do is go and subscribe to our YouTube channel, or you can go to our voicesofcourage.us, and pass one of those shows on to somebody you love. Pass this show on to somebody you love. That's how we get the message out. That's how we grow together. Okay, from my heart to you, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Till next time.